Russia can't depend upon that. Not America can depend if they get a lead.
At the same time that the president was making his State of the Union message, Sir John, Soviet Premier Bulganin proposed a top-level meeting among 19 countries of the East and West to begin to tackle specific world issues. Yesterday, John Foster Dulles answered. He said that the Russians would have to show their good faith by deeds before the United States would consider a summit conference. He suggested that Russia first consent to the reunification of Germany. Now, you've heard Dr. Clarence Pickett urge that we agree to a summit conference without demanding that the Soviet Union demonstrate their good faith by deeds. What do you think?
I think to go to a conference and say we don't believe you, to go to a conference and say before we negotiate with you, here's something you must do which you know they will never accept. That's to close the door to peace.
Then you feel that we must, that Dulles is wrong and that the attitude of the United States is wrong.
Dulles is entirely wrong. If you go to a conference, you go with a complete open mind with no preconceived ideas or saying that you must agree to this or else we won't agree to peace.
Well, let's turn here to the issue tackled by Pearl Buck. Our relations with the colored peoples of the world in Asia and Africa, as she points out, 3/4 of the world is not white. Do you think that the failure to admit Red China to the United Nations, the United States' failure to recognize Red China, has been a stumbling block in the path of peace?
Certainly. You don't recognize Red China. You won't allow her to trade with you. What happens? You drive her into the arms of Russia. You surround them with bombing stations all around. And some of your scientists and people make most unfortunate remarks about dusting the hell out of China and so on, you see. Look at the position of China. They're developing there at a much faster rate than Russia ever did. British people that I've consulted in Shanghai, Hong Kong and other places believe that within 30 or 40 years, China, with a fourth of the population of the world, with enormous natural resources, will be the most powerful nation industrially and military in the world, you see. The time to do is to make peace with China now. What is my country doing? I've sent a minister to